Today's podcast is hosted by Ben Rue, and we're excited to learn about how employer pipeline programs are a win-win-win for corporations, higher education institutions, and up-and-coming employees. In this podcast, you'll hear from the Travelers Companies and Augsburg University about the benefits of employer pipeline programs. These two partner organizations will take you through the history and structure of the Travelers Company's premier employer pipeline program, Travelers Edge. Listeners will gain an understanding of how this partnership works, what makes Edge a success, and how Edge is transformational in the lives of its participants, and why more employer pipeline programs like this are needed in our society. Ben's guests today are Ibelis Maldonado, Program Manager of Traveler's Edge, and Espines Ulring, Program Manager at the Stroman Center at Augsburg University. And now, here's Ben Rue.
Ibelis, and thank you both so much for being here and for being part of our 2023 podcast here. So really looking forward. See, I'm so excited. I'm mixing up looking forward and excited to learn more about Traveler's Edge. But before we hop into the questions, could you share a little bit about yourself and what you do at Traveler's and what you do here at Augsburg?
Sure. Yeah, well, thank you, Ben, for having Ibelis and I on the podcast today. It's a delight to be here with you. And my role here at Augsburg University is as the Employer Pipeline Program Manager. So I work very closely with our premier flagship pipeline program, Traveler's Edge. And I've been managing that program for 4 years. Prior to that, I was an executive recruiter for 10 years, and I worked for about 15 years as a senior development professional with some of the Twin Cities' top nonprofit organizations.
Nice. I worked in recruitment in New York for a couple of years. And Ibelis, how about you?
Yes. Hi. Thank you so much again for having me and being a part of this with my partner, Anne. So Ibelis Maldonado, I am the Traveler's Edge Program Manager here at Travelers. So what Anne does at Augsburg, I get to do here at Travelers. So in my role, I'm responsible for the day-to-day operations of the program, making sure that, it's moving smoothly and successfully. And I've been at Travelers going on 12 years. And this is what I've been doing.
Wow, congratulations, 12 years. That is impressive. Even more so nowadays with with people staying a lot less time at places. Anyways, let's hop on in. So could you tell us, Ibelis, what is Traveler's Edge?
Absolutely. Traveler's Edge, and Edge does stand for Empowering Dreams for Graduation and Employment, is a school to career pipeline program that aims to increase access to higher education for underrepresented students and bring awareness to the many careers within the insurance and financial services industry. So this is done through a series of partnerships with high schools, colleges, universities, and community-based organizations. So once a scholar is enrolled in one of our partnerships at, any one of the college universities, all of the scholars do benefit from financial support, travelers' mentors, internship and job shadowing opportunities, are also exposed to professional development workshops. 15 years ago, the program started in Connecticut. We also have partnerships in Minnesota and Maryland. And then in 2017, we expanded to the Georgia market. We have three main goals for this program, which is to increase the number of underrepresented students that attend college. We help those students graduate from college. And, again, we offer scholarship support and academic advising. And we also build awareness and preparation of careers within the IFS industry. So our main goal for this program is to get students to college, through college, and complete their bachelor's degree. And then, of course, come out with that awareness in the IFS industry.
Wow, that sounds like such an amazing program. So many wonderful things going on there. And Anne, what is the purpose of Traveler's Edge?
Well, I want to start by answering that question by providing a little bit of context. Travelers started this program 15 years ago, and it was really because they, you know, their mission is to work with communities to support them with each other, and also with their customers. And because of that, they're really aware of what's going on out there in the world. And they were recognizing that diverse communities were struggling from a lack of access to good paying jobs. And so they created this program, which I think is just shows tremendous foresight on their part. And they put this together, focusing on scholars, bringing scholars into the program who are usually low-income BIPOC students. Many of them are the first in their families to go to college. And what's so special about this program is that a lot of these students haven't had a role model in their homes to help them navigate how to go to college, or they haven't had exposure to the corporate business world. So EDGE has been specifically designed to provide students with the experience that they need to become career ready. And pipeline programs like EDGE have a real role in our society because they're an important driver of equity. And they create pathways to high growth fields for underrepresented groups and build students' professional and network and social capital. So it's hugely important.
It does sound hugely important. And like, it's such a wonderful program. And I'm blown away that it's been around for 15 years now.
Isn't that extraordinary?
Right? It actually reminds me a little bit of a podcast that we just did actually in November of last year called Reaching Back, Let's Give the Opportunity or a Future with Joseph Ballard Jr., who is trying to start a nonprofit that basically does something very similar to this, but with high school kids, like mentorship programs or opportunities to interact and learn about or connect with people who are doing their dream career and interact with and learn about that path and how to succeed in that path. Again, he is just one man start with a very fledgling nonprofit, but I'll definitely have to send him your way, or if nothing else, just to listen to this and learn.
Absolutely. We'd love to network with him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And how does it all work?
Well, some of this will be repeat of what Ivelisse has discussed, but basically it's a very comprehensive, robust four-year program. And I say that because there are similar programs, you know, internship programs that are done in other companies, but none have I encountered as an employer pipeline manager that is as comprehensive as this one. Because it is 4 years, freshman through senior, they are with us for 4 years, and they receive a very generous scholarship from Travelers to help pay for their college tuition. Over the course of those 4 years, our scholars have multiple internships at Travelers, and I want to insert a very quick note about that. College graduates who've had one internship are 2 to 3 times more likely to land a professional job straight out of college. Yeah. So you can imagine our EDGE scholars who have an opportunity to do up to 3 internships during their time in the program. They are highly, highly marketable. But beyond the internships, they also attend a professional development conference in Hartford annually, and Travelers flies them to Hartford, puts them up in a hotel, and they experience a business conference just as any other business person would. They have an opportunity to meet EDGE alumni. They work on real life case studies from the workplace, and they're inspired by experts in the DEI field who share their experience with them. In addition to that, Ivelisse and I meet with the students on a monthly basis to provide coaching, mentoring, and support. So as you can see, it's a pretty robust program.
Yeah, that is a very robust program and a lot of great benefits for the EDGE program scholars. But what is the benefit for the Travelers company? What's Travelers getting out of this?
Would you like me to answer that or Ivelisse?
Let's have Ivelisse.
Yeah, so, you know, from the very beginning of the scholars' participation in the program, they, to Anne's point, they have opportunities to intern here and do job shadows. And so they're meeting people and they're interning, right, year after year until they graduate. So for travelers, we're already building a pipeline of future employees that can come into the company. And instead of taking, you know, potentially a year to sort of learn the ropes, learn the network, the culture, they can be productive from the very beginning. And again, they have networks at Travelers, their managers that they've already been working with, you know, for a multiple years. And so they're building a career at Travelers. And so the benefit for us, you know, even to this day, we have scholars that have been in the program or that started the program 14, 15 years ago that they're still with us at Travelers working. So we're absolutely building a diverse pipeline, I should also mention. Yeah. And so we have, you know, a dedicated workforce that's funding as a result of being exposed to this program or part of this program.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, you definitely don't see that, like I said earlier, with people that kind of longevity or commitment or loyalty to companies anymore. Some, like, it really, that's really sets it or makes it differ from other, you know, school to career pipelines. Yeah, I jokingly think of the, you know, the, there's the, it's not official, but the U of M to Target pipeline here in Minneapolis. And so, Anne, how is it transformational for its participants, for the scholars?
Well, our students are prepared on a whole other level than other students who are not in this kind of program. You know, the learning takes place not only in the classroom, but outside of the classroom. We work with our students to, you know, beyond professional development, to understand what are their interests and figure out their gifts and figure out themselves. So it's really a four-year growth journey. And after the 4 years, they possess the confidence that comes from really knowing themselves and from being prepared. So we teach them how to become productive, contributing employees, and we work with them to become their authentic selves and to understand the strengths and gifts that they bring to the workplace. And so they graduate career ready after this program.
That's amazing. And I mean, there are so many people who graduate, still have it after 4 years of college, still having no idea what they're going to do with this degree that they just got. What have been some of the challenges or barriers you faced with this program?
Well, beyond our students, our scholars being career-ready graduates, they land well-paying professional jobs, whether it's at Travelers or another financial services company. They tend to have jobs lined up by the time they graduate. They pay down their college loans because they're earning wonderful income. And, you know, we see them buy their first car and the delight that comes from that. We see them buy their first homes, which is really remarkable. So for them, for our scholars, it's just a whole list of realized dreams.
Yeah, those are amazing outcomes, especially, you know, with having, being able to graduate college without any debt is, or, you know, so amazing for so many young people, especially people of color, you know, from disadvantaged or neighborhoods or backgrounds. But what have, like, been the challenges or barriers that you faced with the program?
You know, Ben, I think I'm going to answer this question from my role as a employer pipeline program manager. There are just the real barrier, I think, is that there are just too few companies partnering with higher education institutions to do this kind of work, helping students get an education, start a career after graduation. We see a lot of companies out there that are starting to get interested from a social responsibility standpoint and starting to think about having more diverse talent, but they don't understand necessarily what kind of professional development training is required, what is needed by these students who are underrepresented. And, you know, companies want to recruit talent directly from college. So they post their job specs on Career Center websites, but they're not necessarily willing to provide the resources, the time and money that it takes to get students like this career ready. And so what we're interested in and what we hope Travelers Edge is a model for is interesting other people in doing this kind of work in our communities, because it makes a huge difference. As Paul Wellstone, who is the late senator from Minnesota, is famous for saying, we all do better when we all do better.
Exactly.
And it to Anne's point, we wish more companies would offer similar programs to this extent. But what we're finding is they're, you know, willing to either offer an internship or possibly provide a scholarship or a book stipend or what have you. We haven't found any companies that will offer a holistic program from soup to nuts, similar to what Traveler's Edge is.
Yeah. Would you say that's why there should be more programs like Traveler's Edge?
Absolutely. There should be more programs. We can, I mean, just think about the number of college students that we could help, number of students in general that we could help, underrepresented students get to college. It's not to say that they can't do it on their own, but you know, for some of us, I'm first generation college student and it was tough for me. I wasn't a part of a program like this. And so just to think about the number of students that, you know, if more companies came together to offer something similar, just imagine the impact that we could make.
I'd like to add to that too, Ben. I think I think that, you know, there's companies sometimes get stalled because they look at investing $50,000 in a student over their 4-year college career, and it just stops them in their tracks. But I think a different way to frame it is that onboarding an average employee is a $100,000 investment. So it's really a cost savings. And these students have been associated, connected to, had an insider's view of Traveler's Edge for 4 years. So they already are essentially onboarded and very little training is required when they receive their full-time offer.
That's amazing. And how many students go through the Traveler's Edge program per year?
So each year we bring on about 24 to 25 new scholars.
Okay.
Since program inception, there have been over 500 students, over 500, actually 586 to be exact.
Wow.
Participants that have gone through the program.
So you can say almost 600 years.
Yeah, we could. Exactly. But each academic year we recruit and you know, start a brand new cohort of about 24, 25 students.
Wow. Like, talk about making an impact. That is a huge impact over 15 years. So how has Travelers changed over the past 15 years, or Traveler's Edge changed over the past 15 years? How has the program changed or evolved?
Yeah. We're always changing and evolving. And that's what makes this program, I think it's one of the reasons why it's been so successful, because we're always, you know, willing to tweak, improve, discontinue things if we need to. So and we're constantly evaluating to make sure that we adjust to improve it. And so when the program began, we had 3 locations, as I mentioned, and each location varied in the way that it was managed. 15 years in, we're now able to see the components, which are 5 of them. We're able to see that the program works best in, you know, in combination with the standard model that we've created. We call it our secret sauce.
I was going to ask about that, but I guess I can't ask about the secret sauce.
Well, the secret sauce is really our 5 components, right? So it's the financial support, the academic advising, professional development, mentoring, and peer-to-peer support. So that's what we call our secret sauce. It's the 5 components of the program that work really well together. So then, you know, other ways that we've changed over the years is in the early stages of the program, we worked with community college. We had a community college partnership where we focused on helping those students earn an associate's degree. They get to intern with us, so they were gaining business experience and exposure through the internships. They learned about additional opportunities at the company, at Travelers, and within the industry. But as the students completed their associate's degree, they had a desire and we had a desire for them to be able to continue to complete that bachelor's degree, which would obviously better position them for long-term employment at Travelers or within the industry. So that has also become a standard. We have any students that are with us at Capital Community College, for example, in Hartford or St. Paul College in Minnesota, they then have the opportunity not just to complete and be done with an associate, they now can transfer to one of our four-year college partners so that they can attain that bachelor's degree.
Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I can keep going. I can keep going if you want.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, that is so amazing. I was going to ask, what are the four university partners?
So, in Minnesota, we partner with St. Paul College, as I mentioned, Augsburg University, of course, Metropolitan State University or Metro State, and our brand new partner, St. Cloud State University. So they just became a partner within the last year.
That's great. So, my older brother's alma mater.
There you go.
Yes. And also area that's diversifying so much, St. Cloud. It's just kind of crazy to see the difference from, I mean, when my brother went there back in the early 2000s. Which I guess now in retrospect is like 20 something years. So, which is crazy to say.
Yeah, it is crazy.
So crazy. But, and what's, so when you're, how do you monitor what's working and what's not working? Like getting like feedback from the participants and the companies.
Absolutely. So in my role, as Anne knows, I work super closely with everyone, every single stakeholder that touches this program. So from the scholars to leaders at Travelers and our program managers that are on the ground. And so we're constantly seeking feedback from our partners, from our students specifically. Make it a point to get their feedback on, you know, what's working for them, what's not working. And we really, really do pay attention and make adjustments to make sure that they know that they're being heard. They're the ones living it, right? They're going to the program. And so it's super important to get their feedback as well as the feedback of our partners and every single stakeholder that touches this program.
That is, feedback is so important, but there is the risk of over surveying. How often do you like reach out to the participants for feedback?
We do it on a yearly basis, and we typically will do it, anytime that there's a larger event or activity. And I meet with all the scholars. So in this academic year, as an example, we had, I believe it was 86 scholars in the program. And I meet with them every single one, every single month. So I'm always speaking to them. I meet with all of the, like I said, program managers as well to get their feedback. So while we'll formally do it probably once a year or after each event or activity, it's constant. It's constant. Anytime that something isn't working, anytime that anything can be improved or changed or what have you, we always want to hear about it.
That's so amazing. It's so awesome that they have that direct link to you that they can share their feedback comfortably at any time. And also, you sound like you're very busy.
thank you. I am very busy.
Yeah, doing great work. I was like, when do you sleep?
It's fun. I love it. And I know Anne feels the same way. It's our passion. It's what we love to do. And each time that, you know, we bring in a new cohort, it's new experiences, new students that have new goals and different goals. And it's just, I love what I get to do. I feel very, very blessed to be able to do this every day.
It sounds like amazing work. And, you know, children are our future.
That's right. Don't make me start singing.
If you would, please.
No, I'm sure you don't want that.
I think we do, Anne. What do you think?
Absolutely.
We're gonna unfortunately at our last question, and I think it's a really great one to end on. Which is, you know, looking forward, will you do anything to change the Traveler's Edge structure or look at the 15-year history to see where you can improve?
Well, again, we're always looking for ways to improve the program. We've moved focus to supporting students in Hartford and St. Paul, which is a big deal recently. So where we have our largest employee base, that's where we're going to continue to recruit in. We're always, you know, I keep saying it, we're always listening to student feedback. We introduce more programs and opportunities for professional development and skill building when we have any opportunity. We bring our partner schools and organizations together each, we used to do it every year and we're getting back to it, but you know, things pre-COVID, or I should say since COVID changed. However, we bring all of our partners together for a two-day symposium. So it's almost like, you know, we'll do the professional development conference for our scholars every year. And we also do the same thing with our partners. We just had one in October. And so we're going to continue to bring them together because obviously, you know, they're, it's not for them. We can't be successful on the ground at our partner schools. And so we'll continue to host those two-day symposiums. Now we have 15 years of data and experience. And so we'll be able to examine long-term trends with the program and see what other opportunities, if any, that we may have overlooked in the past. We're always looking to improve. So hopefully in 15 more years, we'll have another conversation and we can take a look back at, you know, 30 years of the program. So,
yes, I look forward to that podcast in 15 years.
It probably won't be a podcast by then. It'll be something else.
Yeah.
Some other kind of technology.
Like just projected in people's minds or something.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, thank you both so much for this just wonderful conversation. It was really great to learn about Traveler's Edge and the amazing work that Traveler's Edge, this program, has been doing, and to learn about the great partnership we've had with Augsburg for so long. Before we go, just share how anyone who's interested in getting more information on Traveler's Edge, how they can get that information.
Absolutely. What I'm wondering, Ben, is would it be possible on your website with this podcast to just include our emails so that folks wanting to get a hold of us and make inquiries would have a way to reach out?
Yeah, definitely. We will be doing that.
You can reach me at ulringa@augsburg.edu. That's Ann Allring, Program Manager for Travelers.
Great.
And for me, Evelise Maldonado, Program Manager at Travelers, and I can be reached via email at imaldona@travelers.com.
Great. Well, thank you again both so much for coming in for this wonderful conversation. And just thank you both for the amazing work that you're doing and the almost 600 students that you've greatly helped with this awesome program.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Ben. Of course.